the caveman continued. The caveman is nothing more than a bunch of ancient ape bones found in the area where apes have inhabited the area for thousands of years, i.e. Africa. Men act as if evolution is science when in fact it is pure fantasy. They have simply found the tremendous similarity of all things in this creation and have believed it necessary that one part come out of another rather than all being able to live equally alone without the others. So that the lizard comes from the amphibian, which comes from the fish, which comes from the jellyfish, which is a gigantic protoplasm that somehow gelled out of some great prehistoric magical ocean of amino acids. Of course, no one has ever observed such a thing happen anywhere in this known creation. Yet, we dare call such rank speculation science? The only other tenable proof is speciation. That is to say that all dogs could have come from some prototypical dog. All people could have come from some prototypical and probably very dark person. All of the different kinds of whales could have come from one ancestral whale, containing all of the traits found subsequently in what we refer to as different species or kinds of whales. While all agree that such may well be the case, this is quite different from telling me that the jellyfish will turn into the whale, or that the whale will turn into the jellyfish. This is a far cry from speciation. Now, all of this would not matter even a little, except for the fact that this religion has a tremendous deleterious effect upon young persons and older persons who are trying to answer the age-old question, "Why am I here?" To which modern science, so-called, responds that you have no purpose whatsoever, being merely happenstance in the first instance, while modern world religions tell you that you will go through this same cycle endlessly and repeatedly. That sounds more like hell than heaven to me. If one believes that in the beginning was the known universe and the known universe spontaneously evolved man, bringing life from non-life by the purest of chance, so much chance that it requires millions upon millions of years of tiny credations, what is it but one more false harlot religion in the marketplace of ideas? And that you are nothing more than the monkey's long-lost cousin, and that there is no ultimate moral authority and no afterlife and no day of judgment or reckoning, and that all that you do or don't do has no meaning whatsoever any more so than does the dust of the earth, then how will one live? Why not just rape and plunder and get all the pleasure you can while you live? Why do good works? Why be honest? Why not murder any enemy who gets in your way? Why not just rip off everybody you possibly can as quickly as you can? Certainly the law, without morality, that comes from true religion, cannot constrain a large group of persons having become intoxicated with this religion of the world, whose gospel is that you surely shall die, but that you will not be held accountable for your actions in this life, so eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. Is not this the formula for anarchy? Or am I quite mistaken? If the purpose of lawful government is to protect us from one another, then that shows that we tend to prey on one another in society. A requisite of living in close quarters is that we do not hit someone when we feel like it, and we do not grab whatever woman we like the looks of and rape her even though we may like to. We do not grab one another's goods and make off with them. Different persons will be liable to any one of several of these types of sociopathic tendencies at any given time. However, if one is to live in society, one will be forced to learn to constrain oneself. This is the root of many repressed and obsessive disorders, not to mention alcoholism and drug addiction. Now, it seems too obvious to need to be said that if the people are lawless, the government will tend to be repressive of necessity. If people believe that there is no ultimate moral authority or accountability, then they are by definition lawless. Just because they honor most of the laws of whatever country they happen to reside in does not mean that they are not lawless. They only obey these laws out of fear of reprisal on the part of other persons who control the police and the military and who claim or pretend to be the law and the rightful government. But if left to a law unto themselves, it will soon become apparent that as the power to do whatever one wants without regard to consequences corrupts, and as absolute power corrupts absolutely, so does lawlessness tend toward immorality and corruption of the soul.